If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com for all of our contact information, download podcast, previous shows. Sarah Alex called in and called your show, mm-hmm. called your office after hearing you on the show, mm-hmm. and you were able to help him. Explain, if you would, the situation and how you were able to help Alex.
So, as far as the listing standpoint goes, right?
Yeah, buyer financing matter. He wanted some type of buyer financing. Asked why does buyer financing matter to the seller in an offer, and what's the difference between waiving home inspection versus an as-is property?
Yeah, so his house had been listed before, and he had gotten an offer. I think it fell through like 3 days before closing. So the conversation that I had with him and a lot of our clients, which kind of plays into your story this morning,
yep.
is what does buyer's financing matter to the seller? And I think a lot of agents get a pre-approval letter, and they just assume that that person has done their due diligence. But if we can be real for a second, any person can go online and fill in a couple sure. questions and click a button and poof, you've got an approval letter. So I think it's so important to recognize how financing plays into a transaction for two reasons. One, just to really understand the buyer's qualifications. So are they W-2'd? Are they self-employed? Ask the questions. You know, a lot of people aren't doing that now. They just assume because the letter's there that they're in good shape. But that's not always the case. Not everyone is like you where you really do your due diligence
yes.
to make sure that that financing is in order. The second part of that is the appraisal aspect. And so while a lot of clients think they should get an appraisal before listing, the only appraisal that really matters is the one where the buyer is getting a loan.
Yes.
And so in that, there are ways to negotiate that we can do, like appraisal gaps, appraisal waivers. There are some transactions, and you can help me with this, if somebody's putting 20 or 30% down, sometimes doesn't the lender even say that no appraisal is necessary?
We got one this week.
Yep.
Young man, 27 years old, buying yep. a condo in Glenview, putting 20% down.
Right.
Ran it through the computer, got a PIW, property inspection waiver.
Yep.
Don't need an appraisal. We save the kid $475, $450, $500, whatever the appraisal is.
Right.
Cuts down about a week worth of waiting time for the appraisal to come back.
And just risk back and forth from the seller.
Totally.
And so when people ask what that main difference is, there's so many things that play into it. But financing is absolutely the most important part of a transaction. So when, you know, and who that lender is. So when we get an offer at 5 o'clock on a Friday, if Chase Bank is financing that, I know I'm not getting a call. So if I get an offer this weekend from a bank, they're closed through Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Who the lender is makes such a big difference, because the first thing that I do when we get an offer is call that lender and say, hear me out. Answer my questions. Have you talked to this person? Have they, you know, backed out of any other offers? Give me a little bit of background. Have they turned things in? Have they been responsive? So when there's someone like you on the other end of that, I know you're picking up the phone. I know your people are answering. I know they've done their due diligence.
I'll go one step. What our guys started doing was making videos and sending videos to the entire team.
Yep.
Attorneys, realtors saying, hi, I'm David Hochberg. I'm the lender on this. We have all of this information. Here's my cell phone. Here's my email.
Yep.
Just give me a call if you have any questions. Here's my team. I copy my team on it. And then that way, as you know, if something comes up, Sarah, and sometimes things come up that you don't expect,
yep.
and you need to get a hold of somebody, if somebody's not picking up that phone on the other side of that call, when something is going down, and you don't want Sarah Leonard on the other side of that phone call trying to get a hold of you, because she won't stop.
I'm nice until I'm not. Yeah, it is. And it really, your hands are tied when you're the seller in that,
yep.
right? If the lender's not answering the phone, I can't get the questions answered. So opening up those lines of communication, and I'll tell you, it's the make or break as to whether or not an offer is going to get accepted.
Because
if I can't reach that lender when we're negotiating, do you really think they're going to call me back further into the transaction? That's the one time they should be responsive. So just like you had to pick up the phone and save the guy buying the house in Texas
yep.
a week before closing, it's the same thing. And so really do your homework on who you're working with. Make sure that they're available to you. And if you're writing an offer over a weekend, you need to be working with an agent and a lender who's going to pick up their phone and go to work for you.
My wife, 20 years ago, I've been doing this 22 years, August 1st will be 23. I used to go sit in open houses in Boys Town at condos because it was so hot back when I first got in, to build relationships with realtors.
Yeah.
And I'd be answering my phone on the weekends all the time. And my wife at the time goes, how come you're answering the phone? Your phone never stopped ringing. I go, listen, let's just get this established right now, right? If the phone doesn't ring, we got some major problems.
That's exactly right.
Okay, so as long as the phone's ringing,
We're in good shape.
So let's not talk about me picking up a phone on a weekend.
Yeah.
Or at 9 o'clock at night, which I do. Or at Sunday night when I'm getting ready to go to bed and somebody's got a question. Mm-hmm. No more questions from here on out as to being mad that my phone's ringing. Because you should be mad and really nervous when my phone doesn't ring.
That's right. But it's a mindset. Not everybody feels that way. You call some people and their voicemail says, I'll be checking voicemails between, 5 and 7 p.m. It's like, Well, unfortunately, that just doesn't work in this industry. You have to have somebody that's responsive and to advocate for you, especially when the market's as hot as what it is now.
We got to take a quick break. I want to come back with I gave you two addresses in Northbrook.
Yep.
I want to talk about.
Perfect.
One relates to PermaSeal.
Yep.
And one relates to what you do, which is inform our listeners on what to do in homes in order to increase the value. These are two real life examples within 5 miles of my home.
Yep.
In Northbrook, Illinois. 312-981-7200. This is the MegaPro. That is the MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. Donnie's going to give us an update on Gretchen's partying up in Milwaukee. We've got an APB out for every single police department within 15 miles of the center of Milwaukee. So don't worry about it, Kleppen. She's safe.
Thank you.
The people around her aren't, but she's safe. 312-981-7200. He's shaking his head. He's like, yeah, I know. She's a little wild. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPro's call, text, and photo line. This is Home Center of Chicago at 720 WGN. And they're within 5 miles of my house.
Yes.
Okay. The one that was put on the market and taken off the market, what did that go on the market for? There was a house that went on the market, sat there for 7 months, didn't sell. They took it off the market, put a little perfume on the pig, sold it, put it back on the market, sold right away.
Yep.
So give those stats. Let's cover that real quick.
Yes. So it came on the market for $590 last year in June.
Okay.
And then it dropped to $550. It was on for 7 months, no movement.
Okay. June last year,
yep,
rates started skyrocketing January 1st.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't stop going up until November of last year.
Right.
In the middle of June, when this was on the market, freak out was happening with buyers that were used to getting quoted 2.5-3%. By that time, June, you're at 5.5-6%. You knocked out a ton of prospective buyers.
Mm-hmm.
So that house sat. Then what happened?
So there was they did $40,000 reduction. Mind you, we hadn't seen price reductions in 2.5 years.
Correct.
So they took it off the market, spent some time doing flooring, painting, just some general nice.
Put a little perfume on the pig, as we like to call it.
Got listed for $700,000 and sold for a hot $675,000.
Now, I bring that up because you mentioned that you do that.
We do.
On your listings, and I figured that this is the first time you've been here since that home sold.
Yeah.
And I wanted to use that as an example because I would walk by that house all the time with my wife, with walking dogs. And my wife's like, why isn't this selling? And I'd have to explain, the rates have shot up. Mm-hmm. The pool of prospective buyers have gone away.
Mm-hmm.
And then what did they do? They took it off the market.
Mm-hmm.
It was a circa 1970 home.
Right.
They put a little perfume on the pig, which is what you offer your clients. Can you just dive into that quickly?
Yeah, absolutely. So after we meet, we have an interior designer come over and meet with all of our clients because I think everybody starts to feel a little bit paralyzed in the process.
Yes.
When they try to figure out where to start or what to do. From, should I paint the trim a different color in my house? Should I change the cabinet? Should I do the vanity? People just don't know what to or what not to do. And a lot of people think if they do nothing, it's better because if I put work into it, someone's going to want to change it and personalize it. But the reality is if something is newer or updated, no one's going to complain about it. They're not going to try and deduct money off the price of the home or continue their search. They'll live with whatever you've done and just appreciate that it's been done.
Sure.
And that's the reality of it. And this case in point, I bet the work that they put in maybe $35,000.
If that.
And so they're walking away with a good $95,000, right? For themselves after the investment that they made. It's really, really smart. And sometimes it just takes perspective to give you guidance as to what needs to be done.
Nobody wanted to buy a home in June of 2022 that needed work
exactly
in the home. they didn't even want to buy the home after they took 50 G's off the initial listing price.
Right.
You put 35, 40 grand into it, and now you're selling, you're listing it at 699, 700, and you're selling it for 675.
Well, it's a whole new prospective group of buyers because so many people don't have the liquidity or the vision to come in and do the work. They don't realize, you know, what you can do. You can reface a cabinet. You don't have to replace it. Their mind just isn't geared that way. So it just opens it up to people, which is 90% of the buyer base that wants the work done.
The second property I gave you involves PermaSeal.
Yes.
So let's talk about that. Single family home built in the late 60s, early 70s, circa North Brookholme, first gen, you know, up and down 2,500, 2,700 square feet.
Yep.
Give us that, the details.
So that one was on the market for $635,000. It was on for a good 8 months last year, right around the same time.
Right.
And then that came off the market. That's when you drove by and saw.
Well, hold on. There was a for sale sign.
Yes.
And that lump, that wasn't Tracy going down. We don't know what just fell, but we're investigating. Tracy's still alive. But what happened was for sale sign, pending sale.
Yep.
A week later, we're walking by. I see two PermaSeal vans in the driveway.
Yep.
My wife's like, why would they have PermaSeal? I'm like, because they've got a problem. And what I'm thinking is, and it's exactly what I tell my wife, if they would have listed the house in October of 21, there'd be 15 people out the door. PermaSteel would still be in there.
Yeah.
But PermaSeel would be in there with the new buyers instead of the current
sellers.
Owners. And now they sat on the house for how long?
So it was on the market then for 8 months, came off, and then they relisted it and were able to sell it after they had to invest that money.
And carry the cost for another 8 months.
Which is well over $1,000 a month just with taxes alone.
Just in the real estate taxes alone.
Right.
So this is a perfect example. You went from a hot market to a cold market to another hot market.
Right.
And it just, how many of those calls that you get into your shop are from homeowners who are trying to sell their home, but a buyer's home inspector found cracks or water or signs of water? It's got to be up 20-30%.
I don't know if it's that high, but it's a lot of calls. So we get people that are looking to sell their house that they know they have a problem. So like that example you gave, I'm sure they would have sold faster if they called PermaSeal in the first place, right? But we have a lot of potential buyers that they want to know because they're afraid of potential expenses. So they want us to go through and check out to try and find something. And then people that are selling, if it's been discovered or if they already know, a lot of times they don't want to have a complication on the sale either. So we do get a lot of those calls.
And how much is a peace of mind as a realtor to know that PermaSeal did the basement, and you've got that transferable warranty that the new owners that came in, I'll tell you what, the people that bought my home were driving me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what about this? I'm like, I just put new drain tile in from PermaSeal.
Right.
Right? I just redid the whole basement with PermaSeal. Well, what about this? I'm like, it's PermaSeal. I just spent thousands of dollars.
It's the anxiety of the unknown. And so when you have a credible company like that come in, it's just peace of mind.
Yes.
You know, no one wants to buying a home is already and selling just such a stressful process. So when you have peace of mind and you know things have been done the right way, just you can take a deep breath.
All right. We're going to phone number
224-239-3966.